papers everywhere.
Oh, this is our new lectern.
Hold on.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that song. Yeah, it was beautiful. That's okay. Gotta let one go. How many of you receive the daily notes from the universe? I think it's Mike Dooley. Yeah, because I know I got it from somebody here. Did you see the one the other day that said, "Don't be angry, Brit," or did yours have a different name? Don't be angry, Brit. Not ever. It's not worth it. It's not necessary. And there is always a higher road. Besides, at any given moment, beyond the curtains of time and space, there is a legion of angels anxious to do your bidding who can best reach you when you're not angry. You are the coolest. The universe. Isn't that good? So I was recently in a meeting with several other people, which is what happens in meetings, people who love me and love each other very, very much, much like a family. And in this meeting of loving people, eventually the meeting turned to a place of a few constructive criticisms that were shared with me. Lovingly and very well-meaning, of course. Well, in all this place of love, I just didn't see this portion of the meeting coming. So my first reaction after being completely caught off guard was that my tail feathers got ruffled. Now stay with me, because I know that would never happen to any of you. But being the advanced individual of love, light, and wisdom that I am, by the end of this three-hour meeting, I had come around and evolved to a place where I was just fine. Happy, even. Nothing but mutual love and understanding remained in the air. Or so I thought. My ego had other ideas. Well, as I made my way home, I'm not sure just how many minutes it took before something or someone in my head pulled the lever to begin the ride to the land of chaos. And all the wheels and all the chains began to turn, working together in perfect synchronization to build the perfect inner storm. My term of endearment for this place is my own self-imposed fabricated hell. Now remember, hell is not a geographic location, as many of us were taught to believe. You know what? Hell actually does have a location. Oh, Jesus, it's right here. Right? Oh, my God, right here in my head. Yay, goody. Don't even have to travel there. I can go to hell anytime I want. No travel expenses. And on the flip side of that, where's the kingdom of heaven? What did Jesus say? Where's the kingdom of heaven? Within. Hallelujah. We're always at choice, aren't we? We can travel anywhere we want. So back to my story. Once the switch had been flipped on for my journey to fabricated hell, my inner machinery just started gaining momentum. Sparks were flying, pistons were pumping, steam was spewing, red hot sprockets were spinning faster and faster, things were rattling, chains were breaking, until it was pretty much out of control. Have you ever experienced that? Oh, thank you, the three of you that have. I am not alone. But you've seen the scene in the movies, right? When you can feel the impending doom of something about to blow. There my mind was, just spinning out of control. And I just couldn't find the off switch. Couldn't find it. My ego did not want me to find it. And what do we say that the acronym for ego is? Edging God out. Edging God out. Well, God was definitely out. I had pretty much locked God out of the building. So now, being all by myself with God locked out of the building, at least I was grasping at my spiritual tools as they were flying by, trying to catch one. Oh, look, there's some denials. An affirmation. Give me an affirmation. Couldn't catch it. Prayer. Zzz. Trying to breathe. Meditate. Pulling out my inner four agreements as I obliterated each and every one of them. Taking this as personally as I possibly could. And I was definitely not being impeccable with my word. I even remember seeing the Unity 5 principle swirling by at one point, like a tornado. Believe me, God was not the only power and presence I was experiencing at that moment in time. Well, this journey to fabricated hell that night continued late into the night. In fact, throughout the entire night. And I just couldn't come up with the right formula to turn it off. God knows I tried. And what does Yoda say? There is no try. You do or you do not do. Well, I didn't. And I had maybe a total of 2 hours of restless sleep that night. It was amazing what I had created all by myself with all that energy. And through it all, I did keep saying to myself, Britt, you either trust God or you don't. And you know you do. So stop it. And my little ego was going, no, keep going, keep going. This is fun. Ah, it's hell. Bah. All things are working together for good. All things, not some. All things are working together for good, right? Right? All things are working together for good. It's one of my favorite affirmations, but I couldn't seem to get control of this situation. I just couldn't believe I had gone to this place. Yet there I was, in hell. And I eventually found myself curled up in fetal position on the couch the next morning, watching Wimbledon, watching tennis balls fly back and forth as the sun came up outside. The sun. There it was. I had made it through what really was a dark night, a really crappy dark night. And there was the light, as always. It always inevitably shows up without fail. I have made it through every dark night I've ever experienced, and there have been plenty of them, and so have you. And I know you have because you're sitting here right now. You've made it through them. I love every now and then when Carlos will say, raise your left hand if you've ever been through anything so bad you didn't know how you'd ever get through it. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. Do that. Raise your left hand if you've been through something so horrific you really didn't think you'd get through it. You didn't know how you would. And raise your right, leave your left hand up. Raise your right hand if you got through it. Oh, look around. Hallelujah. The sign for hallelujah. We make it through. We make it through. And even though there I was in this thoroughly exhausted stupor, the truth with a capital T was slowly coming back in the light of day. I could faintly hear God tapping at the door, asking permission to come back in. I could even hear Joel Osteen off in the distance saying, "You're not a victim, you're a victor. You are in God's favor." Joel is with me a lot. And I was able to pull myself up off the couch, exhaustion and all, and look out the window at the beautiful view of the Hudson River from my home. And I could hear the lyrics of that beautiful song Carolyn just shared with us. "You call me out upon the water, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When waters rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine." I'm the one who locked God out, but thankfully it was only overnight. You know, when we set foot on the spiritual journey, it's not that life's challenges, trials, tribulations, dark nights stop happening. It's that the time that we spend there becomes less and less and less. We've gathered all of these tools along the way by coming together like this on a Sunday, or coming to classes, or coming to retreats, or whatever we find that resonates with our soul. And when this time becomes less and less, instead of feeling paralyzed for days or weeks or sometimes even months, does anyone know what I'm talking about? Isn't it great to notice that the space may only be 12, 24, 36, 72 hours. And even amid the swirl of temporary insanity, I know without a doubt at the deepest place within me, this too shall pass. I know it. It's digging down beneath the rubble to know that. There's a gift in every moment. Every moment, good or bad, there is a gift within it. I have always, always emerged on the other side while walking through the valley of the shadow. And believe me, there have been times I could not see the way. And remember another thing about the spiritual journey. Once we have set foot on it, there is no going back. No going back. No claiming ignorance to what we now know, what has been awakened and called forth from deep within us. Unless, of course, you happen to have ruby red slippers given to you by a witch. But even then, look what Dorothy had to go through to return home. Actually, it's not what Dorothy had to go through. It's what she had to grow through. And that's it. We're not here to go through things. We are here to grow through them. And we get to choose whether it's go or grow. And sometimes the choice is go. And it shows up again later in a new form. Or don't you love it when from a relationship with someone, later on they show up again in somebody else's body? Isn't that magic? Yeah, funny. But now I get it. Just like Dorothy was literally smacked on the head so she could end up in the Land of Oz to go on her journey, I was smacked on the head by my very own cosmic 2x4. Spirit knows that I have made a commitment to learn, to grow. Even though there are times I'm like, God, yo, I'm tall enough. Take a break. Enough growth for the moment. But I've made a commitment to expand my consciousness. I can only help others as I discover and keep learning how to help myself. This is all part of the covenant with God that I made long ago. I don't get to choose the lessons, but I do get to choose how I learn the lessons. I knew those things, those opinions and constructive criticisms that were being shared with me in that meeting were coming from love, from people who loved me. Or you know what? Maybe it was simply some fear coming from a loving place. Because when it comes down to it, don't we all want to just get things right? We just want to get things right. And sometimes the fear of messing up gets in our way. What if we were to trust that it's all divinely unfolding perfectly? But also, what if it doesn't turn out the way I think it should? What if we really mess things up? Maybe all that happened that night, that there was some fear that triggered and kicked up my own fears, that I'd just been lying dormant, waiting for the right and perfect moment to become awakened and healed. Yay! The layers of the onion of life. It can be smelly, can't it? We already said the ego stands for edging God out. And what do we say fear stands for? Hallelujah. False evidence appearing real. Very good. We all just want to get it right. And with that can come the fear of getting it wrong. And in the midst of all of it, if we could only remember, if I could only remember, God's got this. One of my favorite truths that I carry with me at all times, God's got this. I can feel you want to say it out loud. Say it. God's got this. God's got this. Not part of it, all of it. God's got all of it. Okay, we're done. Hallelujah. My job is to remember that. God's got all of it. Even at those times when the waves are crashing around me. When those waves are crashing around me. Have any of you ever been on a boat, on a vessel in the water, when a storm comes up? Oh. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Part of my personal vow I took when I recently became an ordained minister is this. I am a divine conduit for transforming the quality of people's lives. I strive to put God first in all that I do. I know I can only hope to transform the lives of others, anyone else, by transforming my own. I'm a divine work in progress. You are a divine work in progress. Say, I am a divine work in progress. And we are a divine work in progress. And how do I know this? Again, because we're all here. It's that simple. We've heard it said, when you're going through hell, keep going. You don't have to buy the condo in the Valley of the Shadow. Spend your money elsewhere. And only pitch a tent there in the valley if you really need to stop to rest and regroup for the night, to spend some time in fetal position in the dark of the womb before reemerging on the other side in new territory, in new light. Can you envision that? Just coming out of the dark into that light. As it says in Scripture, 1 Chronicles 4:10, which is also known as the prayer of Jabez, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. God, enlarge my territory. Enlarge my consciousness so that I may know and remember at depth that I am blessed. I am blessed as you bless me, despite any darkness that may ever appear. The sun will rise. The light will come. It always does. It's the law. And you will heal from whatever darkness you may be experiencing. That's also the law. You will get through whatever you are growing through. And we're all growing. Whatever it is, God's got this. God's still got this. Whatever it is, God's still got this. God's still got this. Do you believe that? So for those of you that didn't respond, you have to say it. God's still got this. Hallelujah. And you are very blessed. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. You are blessed. You are blessed. Let us know and affirm in song that we are blessed. Each and every time we sing this together, and for some of you it's the first time, but every time we sing this together from the power of collective consciousness, it seeps in a little more and goes deeper. I am blessed for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is. Let's know this together. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Just breathe. Breathe in the moment. We breathe in this moment of truth and of goodness. And we allow this to continue to seep in deeper and deeper. I am so blessed. In the prayer of Jabez, the name Jabez literally meant pain or sorrow. And at that time, your name wasn't just your name. It was believed to be your true nature, to foretell your future. Pain, sorrow. So in complete faith and trust, Jabez turned toward God to ask for blessings, that his destiny be changed. Jabez knew that blessings are not about getting more of what you want. It means trusting Spirit implicitly for whatever is needed on the journey. Jabez was asking for a bigger territory, that he might have a bigger impact for good on the world. He was asking God to expand the opportunities in his life, trusting, knowing there was something more, something bigger to this life. And it was certainly not pain or sorrow. And so he trusted. He trusted. So just as Jabez did, let us call forth that oneness with God right now. Right now. And ask, believing that our territory, our consciousness be expanded, that our attitude be changed right now in this time of deepening, of knowing, of remembering the truth. At a cellular level, knowing deeper and deeper and deeper that you are blessed in ways divine and sacred, far beyond what you could have ever imagined before this moment. You are abundantly blessed. and this abundance of blessings, of divine influence on your life, is using you in divine and sacred ways to impact the world around you. The world truly is a better place because of you. What does it feel like knowing the truth that the world is a better place because of you? I am blessed, as I am a blessing. And simply knowing this truth expands my consciousness, my territory. As we prepare to go into the silence, let us know that this deepened awakening is taking place in the deepest levels of our very being, bringing us to a new place of expansiveness to do what is yours to do, to be what is yours to be. I am so infinitely blessed in the silence.